Title: Roughneck Ableton Live 12 Hoover Stab. Method: Using Resampling Workflows for Jungle Old School D&B Vibes Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building a classic rave Hoover Stab in Ableton Live 12, but the real focus is what jungle and old school D&B is all about: committing it to audio, chopping it into one-shots, and arranging those stabs like a weapon inside a rolling break. So yes, we're doing sound design, but the end goal is arrangement. You're going to make a small, reliable palette of Hoover hits that you can place quickly in the arrangement view, just like you would with drum hits. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo to around 170 to 174 BPM. Pick 174 if you want it extra lively. Now create these tracks: a drums track for your break and tops, a bass track for a simple sub or roller, a Hoover MIDI track for designing the sound, a Hoover resample audio track for printing, and then a Hoover one-shot track, where we'll play the chopped stabs back using sampler or a drum rack. Quick mindset shift before we touch any devices: we're going to design once, then arrange fast. That's the old school move. You don't want to be stuck tweaking a synth for hours when you could be writing an actual drop. Now, on the Hoover MIDI track, load Waveatable. We're keeping the stock only and beginner friendly. For oscillator 1, choose a saw or anything bright and saw-like. Turn on unison and push it up to around 6 to 8 voices. Bring the unison amount up pretty high, like 70 to 90%. This is where that big rave thickness starts. Oscillator 2. Also a saw, either the same or slightly different. Detune it slightly differently from oscillator 1, and turn it down a bit so it supports the sound instead of taking over. Now we shape it into a stab. Go to your amp envelope. We want a fast attack, basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay somewhere around 200 to 450 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Then a short release, maybe 80 to 200 milliseconds. You want it to feel like a hit, not a pah. Next, the Hoover warble. This is the part people skip, and then they wonder why it doesn't feel like a Hoover. Use an LFO and map it to pitch, either global pitch or oscillator pitch. Set the rate around 10 to 25 Hz. That's fast enough to feel like a nervous, aggressive wobble. Keep the amount small. Think in cents, not semitones. Start around plus or minus 5 to 15 cents and adjust by ear. You're aiming for unstable and alive, not out of tune in a painful way. If you have a random option or can introduce a tiny bit of instability through unison or modulation, do it lightly. Old rave sounds are rarely perfectly clean. Now play a few notes. A nice beginner-friendly zone is mid-range notes in a minor vibe. Try A, G, F as a simple movement. The Hoover stab usually lives in the midrange so it can cut through the break without stealing the sub's job. Alright, now we do the rough neck processing chain before we resample. This is where it gets gritty and mix ready. After Waveatable, add saturator. Set it to analog clip, turn on soft clip, and push drive around 3 to 8 dB. Don't be shy, but also don't flatten it into a brick yet. Then add pedal. Choose OD or distortion. Keep the gain low to moderate. The goal is texture, not total destruction. You want it to bite, not dissolve. Next, EQ 8. High pass it. This is non-negotiable for D&B. Start around 120 to 200 Hz. The bass owns the subs. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 250 to 450. If it needs more face, a small boost around 1.5 to 3 kHz can help it speak through the break. Add chorus ensemble, but keep it controlled. This is that classic rave wideness, but too much will smear the stab and wreck mono compatibility. Keep the amount around 20 to 40%. Then add auto filter. Think of this like your performance control. Choose LP12 for LP24, and we're going to move the cutoff while we record. You can also add a touch of envelope, so each hit opens a little bit automatically, like it's barking. Optional, but very jungle. Redux, very lightly. Just a touch of crunch. We're not trying to make it 8-bit unless that's the whole aesthetic. Now let's actually write a little stab pattern. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip and put in short notes, like 8ths or 16ths, with velocity variation. Velocity variation is a cheat code for old-school feel. If every hit is identical, it instantly sounds programmed in the wrong way. Add a couple of pitch jumps for attitude. A classic move is root note, then up 7 semitones, then up 12, but use it sparingly. It's like spice. Too much and you ruin the dish. Now we get to the secret sauce: resampling. This is where the Hoover becomes a stash of usable stabs. Create the Hoover resample audio track. The quick method: set audio from to your Hoover MIDI track. Arm it. Now record 8 to 16 bars while you perform. And I mean perform. Automate the filter cutoff from dark to bright. Change note lengths, play a few different pitches, maybe tweak the chorus amount slightly, or the saturation drive just a little. The goal is to capture a long recording full of different flavors. Alternate method, more classic, set audio from to resampling, solo the Hoover, and record exactly what you hear, including any return effects. This is great if you're using reverbs or delays on sends and you want that printed vibe. Now you've got a long audio take. Treat it like a breakbeat. You're not thinking I need to design a better synth. You're thinking I'm auditioning moments. In arrangement view, zoom in and find your best hits. When you find one you like, select a tight region around it and consolidate it so it becomes its own clip. Make sure you add fades. Tiny fade in, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, kills clicks. Fade out anywhere from 20 to 60 milliseconds, or shorter if you want it super choppy. If you want to stay organized, crop the sample so it's not carrying extra audio you'll never use. Now turn it into a playable instrument. Drag the stab into simpler. Put simpler in one-shot mode. Set it to trigger, not gate, so it plays consistently even if your MIDI notes are short. Turn warp off for one-shots. You want clean transients. Inside simpler, you can add a little filter movement. LP24 with a small envelope amount and a short decay, just to make it feel alive. If your stab isn't tuned nicely, here's a fast method. Put a tuner after the simpler, hit the stab repeatedly, and transpose until it roughly reads the root you want. Don't overthink it. Rave is allowed to be a little reckless. Now make a kit. Duplicate that simpler or load multiple stabs into a drum rack. Build a few rolls instead of 20 random hits. Think like this. One marker stab that's loud and bright for phrase starts and ends, one answer stab that's mid-bright for occasional call and response after the snare, and one ghost stab that's filtered and quiet for subtle rhythm hints. If you only build those three rolls, you'll arrange faster and you'll avoid overfilling the track. Now let's arrange it like proper jungle or DNB. Use a simple 32-bar learning structure. First 16 bars, intro and build-up. Drums can be filtered or reduced. Bass minimal, and the Hoover should tease maybe one stab every 4 or 8 bars. Slowly open the Hoover filter cutoff over time so it feels like energy is rising. Bar 17 is your drop. Full drums, full bass. Put a big Hoover stab either right after beat 1, or on a dramatic offbeat, or even just after the first snare for impact. One important rule from a mix perspective, keep stabs out of the snare sentence. If the snare is the main punctuation, don't put a huge stab right on top of it at full volume. Either the snare speaks or the stab speaks, rarely both. Bars 17 to 24, your section. Keep stabs sparse. This is where beginners usually spam them and kill the roll. Use them as punctuation. End of every 4 bars, maybe bar 20 and bar 24, plus an occasional answer after the snare if it feels right. Bars 25 to 32, your B section. Bring in variation. Swap to a darker or dirtier stab pad. Try a short call and response phrase. One hit, then a smaller hit a moment later, then leave space. Silence is part of the groove. And for bar 32, do a transition hit with a reverb tail to carry you into the next phrase. Here's a slick old-school trick. Print your reverb tails. Duplicate a stab. Drown it in reverb. Resample just the tail. Then you can place the tail exactly where you want without running huge reverb through the whole drop. Now, quick mix check so your stabs sit in the track. On the Hoover one-shots track, I pass again. Often higher than you think, like 150 to 250 HC. If the stab fights the snare crack, a tiny notch somewhere in the 2 to 4 KHC zone can create space. If the stab is peaky, add glue compressor gently. 2 to 1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto and only aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. We're controlling, not squashing. Put reverb on a return track. Keep it short around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds with a bit of pre-delay, and high-pass the reverb return so it doesn't cloud your low mids. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you work. Number 1. Leaving too much low end in the stab. It will steal power from your bass, and the whole drop will feel smaller. High-pass is your friend. Number 2. Overlayering stabs every bar. Jungle and DNB is about momentum. Stabs are punctuation, not the whole paragraph. Number 3. Resampling without performing changes. If you just record the same stab for 8 bars, you'll chop 6 copies of the same sound. Move the filter, vary note length, change pitch, do something. Number 4. No fades on chops. Clicks will make your track feel amateur fast. Number 5. Making it super wide with chorus and forgetting mono. If it turns blurry, try a 2-layer approach. Keep the main stab more mono, and make a second layer that's heavily high-passed and widened, blended quietly, width without losing punch. Now a mini practice routine you can do in about 15 minutes. Build the wavy to Wool Hoover with a pitch wobble. Record 8 bars of resampling while you automate cutoff from dark to bright and play 3 notes in a minor scale. Chop 6 one-shots, 2 short, 2 medium, and 2 nasty. Load them into a drum rack and write a 16-bar drop, where you only place a stab at the end of every 4 bars. Then, in the last 4 bars, add 2 extra response stabs. Bounce it and listen quietly. Do the stabs enhance the groove, or are they crowding it? Before we wrap, organize your stash. Make a folder named something like Hoover Stabs 174 AM. Color code your clips, and name them clearly. Short bright, mid dirty, long yoy. That way arranging feels like picking drum hits, not digging through chaos. Recap. You made a Hoover in Wavitable with that classic pitch warble. You rough it up with Ableton's stock saturation, distortion, eck, chorus, and filtering. You committed it to audio through resampling, chopped it into clean one-shots with fades, built a playable kit in Simpler or drum rack, and arranged it with space, phrasing, and impact like real old-school jungle and TNB.